What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Stanley Cup final ended about like 3 hours ago. Then they had the draft and free agency. So the NHL is, you know, they're trying to same model in some circumstances as the NHL and be relevant year round. Seasons continue to expand. And Penn's prospect camp will begin on Saturday in Cranberry. So some news with the Penguins, obviously, with some signings. And Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now joining us. And Dan, it's the headline across, you know, PittsburghHockeyNow.com about where's Crosby's contract? And I get it. I mean, I think that of any contract of any athlete I could think of over the last, you know, decade or two, that seems like a slam dunk. It would be Sidney Crosby remaining with the Penguins. Is that something that is a little bit more of a question mark than we all think?
Well, I think the fact that we've made it to July 4th and there is no contract, obviously there's, let's just say there's at least T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted still after more than a month of talking. Perhaps it's more than T's and I's, right? So, you know, they've done a nice job of keeping things private. What they haven't done, I was waiting for Dubas to use the word, and I was waiting for Crosby when he spoke at the draft via Zoom about the Four Nations tournament being named one of the, you know, top six Canadians. No one used the word optimistic. Everyone just keeps saying, we'll keep it private. We're talking. You know what? I'll go out on that limb and say, obviously, there are some issues being discussed that haven't been resolved. And yeah, so obviously, it's not the blank check, here you go, fill it in, let's get this done situation.
Well, I think the big thing with that is really, what choice do the Penguins have? They have to get this done, don't they?
Paul, cold, hard thinking? No, they don't. And neither does Sid. And that's, I think, the interesting thing. If you really step back and take all emotion out of it, Crosby's really only reason to stay a Penguin would be that legacy, that loyalty, that, you know, be a one sweater for life guy. And that really seemed or seems to be special to him. You know, he lived with Mario Lemieux when he was 18, 19 years old. And of course, Mario owned the team and was a Penguin for life. And his hero growing up, Steve Yzerman, was a one jersey guy. So fulfilling that sort of, you know, destiny, obviously is very appealing. He did a lot to keep Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang in the fold. So those things all matter. But if you take the emotion out, I'm hard-pressed to find any other reason.
It's tough, Dan, because you want to win as a player. And if you look, I mean, you objectively look, and I'm sure he has. I mean, he's not going to say it publicly, but he's probably looked and thought about where the Penguins sit right now in this division. I mean, this is not a team that seems primed for another run at a Stanley Cup. And I would imagine, to your point, like that's the issue from Sid's camp would be, and if I want another title, I don't know if I could do it here.
Well, let's even dial that down a couple notches. Competitiveness. There's Washington, kind of going for it in a very rebuilding, interesting sort of way. They get Jeff Chychrun and goaltender, and for years they actually kept their first round pick. So they've got, you know, some kids like Connor McMichael coming into the lineup, and all of a sudden there's Washington kind of not stinking around Alex Ovechkin. And, you know, with respect to NHL players, you look at the Penguins signings, Anthony Beauvillier, Ryan Shea, Holloway, who's a depth defenseman from Toronto. And you start to, and Blake Lizotte, you know, a really nice fourth liner. Kevin Hayes, you know, a guy who, you know, whose usefulness is a little bit debatable. You have to just, you know, I'm sure he has to kind of look at the team and what it will be next year. And then in 2 years, when Evgeny Malkin is done and, you know, the core is done, and say, well, what am I staying here long term for? That, or at least ask Dubas that question. If I stay long term, what's the, you know, how soon can you get us there?
Well, you made mention of a number of the guys that the Penguins signed, and it kind of felt like it kind of feels like they're sending mixed messages with this group. I mean, are they trying to win or are they trying to rebuild? I mean, I know that some people would say they're trying to do both, but I don't know that you can do both. So, are they finally to the point where they're admitting they're at least using the phrase retooling, or are they still under the delusion that they're, you know, one or two moves away from being contenders?
Kyle Dubas is shrewd enough not to use either of those terms. What he kind of defaults to the explanation for a rebuild, I think, would be the more appropriate word, saying, listen, I don't want to squeak into the playoffs next season. That doesn't appeal to me. We want to be contenders. So we have to, you know, and then the second sentence that he has, you know, gone to after that is, I want to get younger, hungrier players in here, into the lineup. I want to get draft picks as urgently as possible so that, you know, Sidney Crosby can mentor them and, you know, that sort of thing. So that to me says rebuild. It is absolutely no longer about winning right now, because clearly you're not going to sign Anthony Beauvillier and, you know, claim to be winning now.
Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Let me ask it to you this way, Dan. Post-draft, few days of free agency in, did the Penguins' chances to get back to the playoffs based on not only their moves but by other moves get better or worse?
I would say significantly worse. I don't even think this team as constructed today is as good as it was last year at this time. We know too much, right? We kind of know what they got in Ryan Graves. We saw the struggles in goal. Despite a great season, we saw the goalie tandem sort of fall apart in March until Nedeljkovic kind of went on a run there at the end. We know that everyone's a year older. We kind of know where Evgeny Malkin, where he's trending, right? And we know all of these things about the players. And so there can be no optimism in some of those things that were probably there last August after the Penguins got Erik Karlsson and generally looked like a pretty good team on paper. So it's like, okay, now what happens with the team? They're going to have to really, Jeff, rework, rethink some of these things about, you know, the on-ice product and even the on-ice philosophy. You have Erik Karlsson. You have Chris Letang, who had a pretty good three-quarters of the season until some unspecified injuries kind of ganged up on him. So you have, you know, some real interesting corner pieces on the blue line. You bring in a guy like David Quinn, who is a bit, you know, renowned for getting the best out of defensemen. When he had Adam Fox in New York, Fox won the Norris. He has Erik Karlsson in San Jose. Karlsson wins the Norris. Perhaps the Penguins, you know, maybe change some philosophy, rely on their, you know, all-world defensemen a little bit more. I don't know quite what they will do. You know, they have a couple of options, but certainly I don't think the talent level in the bottom six especially is even as good as it was a year ago.
The interesting thing is, and you know, we talked about this yesterday actually with Joe on the show. If you took it, you know, Graves, Karlsson, and Jari, and basically committed to, we're trading them regardless of the return, you could free up some cap space. And I get it, you know, it's probably going to be hard to move those contracts, but to me, it's a much better plan than this thing where you're just going to sort of try and slowly but surely rebuild while you're holding on to, you know, these big contracts. I don't know, Dan. I mean, how realistic would it be that you could move those three no matter what the return is?
Well, who was the third one? Jari, Graves, and
Karlsson.
Oh, Karlsson. You can't move Ryan Graves. That would cost assets that the Penguins are desperately trying to hold on to, you know, draft picks, prospects, what have you. He has 5 years remaining on his deal. I've heard different things about the Jari trade talk. I've heard, you know, everything from nobody else will bite to, you know, the return wasn't good enough. I've heard everything in that spectrum. There still is that Crosby issue. And I think that was maybe important to expose or talk about that factor in all of these decisions, whereas they do want to maintain a competitiveness out of respect for the core. You know, they don't want to just hang those guys out to dry with nothing. And I don't think you get a whole lot for two of the three. Erik Karlsson, on the other hand, Paul, I do think you'd get probably a first and a second round pick at least for him. Cause that's, you know, what the Penguins gave up. And, there's certainly a lot of meat on that bone still, even at 34 years old. He's fantastic in the right spot, the right situation. So, but if you trade Erik Karlsson, now what do you do on the right side of your defense? Because then you have Chris Letang and Jack St. Ivany. There's not anybody left out on the free agent market, at least off the top of my head, that you could go get. So now you're sitting on all of this cap space with no assets to trade and a significantly weakened team that's just sort of paddling water to get to the next summer, and that wouldn't, I think, make anybody happy.
Dan Kagurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff Hathorn, Paul Zeiss, Nicholas Callis. Dan, you know, you mentioned obviously the running mate or the other defenseman that ran with Carlson for a bunch is Marcus Pettersson. He might be one of the young players that you're looking to lock up, but you got to wonder where his head is too. I mean, it's a two-way street. Do you think Pettersson and the Penguins, and it's not like the Steelers where once the season starts, they don't talk contracts. You see contracts signed all the time in the NHL during the season. Do you think that's something that will get done?
I don't know. You know, it's funny you say young player. I think we all kind of still perceive Marcus Pettersson as a young player.
But young by 20. Penguin standards.
Jeff, I'm almost young by Penguin standard. Yeah, he just turned 28. And yeah, you'd like to think that he sticks around. I mean, he certainly had a wild ride, hasn't he? I mean, he went from, you know, kind of heralded young guy that had to eat a bad RFA contract for a year. So Jim Rutherford lavished maybe an overpay on him as a make good. He kind of has a down season and a half. Everyone's like, oh, trade him. And now by the end of this 4-year contract, he's back to, untouchable. I don't know if they're truly going to amass draft picks. I look at the trade deadline coming up, and he would have quite a bit of value. If the Penguins are out of the playoffs January, February, I would actually expect Marcus Pettersson to be traded rather than re-signed.
Well, I mean, I think, back to the whole discussion about Jari, I mean, it sounds like there's...
You and I have had this before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. It sounds like they're stuck with him. Are they stuck with him?
I don't know if they're stuck with him. But I do think his value to the Penguins exceeds what his value is on the trade market right now. If he doesn't kind of have that slump in March, I think he has a very high trade value. But that's, you know, slump. That makes it like 2 in a row, maybe 3 in a row, where at the end of the season he wasn't, available for the Penguins at the right time. And so that factors into GMs. I mean, a goalie who kind of muddles through the year and then is fantastic at the end is worth a lot more than a goalie who is great for 3 quarters and not so great at the end. So I'm not, in these conversations with the GMs, and, you know, all I hear is maybe the reverberations. So stuck isn't quite the right word, but certainly I don't think they would benefit by trading him today.
Well, Dan, one of the best prospects, if not maybe the best prospect for the Penguins, is in net, but will not be at prospect camp. That begins on Saturday morning, runs through Wednesday for the Penguins up at the UPMC Lemieux facility in Cranberry. Who are a few names to look for, and is there anyone in there that could make even minimal impact on the roster this coming season?
I think Ville Koivunen is something that the Penguins fans are going to want to see. You know, he put up huge numbers in Finland last season. I saw him in Wilkes-Barre for the couple of playoff games. He has a ways to go before he makes an impact in the NHL. But still, I know Penguins fans want to get their eyes on him. Braden Jaeger, their 23 first-round pick, will be in camp. He's got a bit of an outside chance, especially with the way the bottom six is constructed now, to make the roster next season. At least get one of those 9-game tryouts where he sticks around a little bit. He also had a really good year with Moose Jaw. They won their first ever WHL championship, go to the Memorial Cup, and that sort of experience can, I think, accelerate. And it certainly elongated his season. It allowed Tom Kostopoulos and Matt Cullen to work with him just a little bit more, to keep adding some tips and try to grow his game. I don't think he's ready from what I saw in the Memorial Cup up in Saginaw, Michigan. But you never know with a summer of work again, and that summer of work really kind of begins this week with the Penguins development camp, getting your feet on the ground here in Pittsburgh with direct contact in person with the coaches and all the facilities. So I think Jaeger's ascent to the NHL, be it this coming season or in 25-26, begins this weekend.
Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. You can check out all the things we just discussed. Plus, if you're just getting kind of caught up on some of the moves the Penguins made because you've been looking at other things or whatever it might be, check out Dan and their bios of all the players they've signed, different moves, talks about where the Penguins might go at PittsburghHockeyNow.com. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Paul.
All right, buddy.
It's 8:20. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. We'll kind of react to a little bit of what Dan was saying there as we continue. It's the Fan Morning Show on Independence Day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature, options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn, Paul Zeiss, Nicholas Callis, Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Guardian Protection here on Independence Day. And Dan Kangurski, I mean, I can't imagine. I can't picture like Sidney Crosby playing for another team. Like, I can't begin to think. However, if his thought process is, I want to win another cup before I'm done, It ain't going to be here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any there. I don't think there's much to read into here. They're going to get a deal done. I don't think there's any chance that Sidney Crosby plays somewhere else. Honestly, I think he's going to play here until he's done. And I think the hope for him is that something happens where they're able to rebuild quickly and give him one more shot. But if that doesn't happen, I think, you know, Dan was talking about legacy. I think that means a lot more to Crosby than going somewhere else. I mean, he won his three cups. Yeah, it's not like he hasn't won cups. They're going to pay him whatever he asks. That, to me, is probably the more significant thing, is what does the deal look like?
I mean, he's so superstitious. Does he stay with this $8.7 million thing that he's done? I mean, there's so many little idiosyncrasies that he does that are big to him. Like, I don't see him taking less than that, but I don't see him demanding, like, hey, look at the season I just had, and look what I mean to this franchise. Look at how I still put butts in seats.
Right.
I don't see that from Crosby. And to be clear, I agree with you. I don't see him in another uniform. I don't think he's content with where the team is, but I don't think he's wants to be, you know, one of those traveling mercenaries that goes to another team to be, you know, the veteran guy that can help get somebody over the hump. I don't see that. Now, to your guys' point and what you and Joe discussed yesterday, I think there would be interest in Tristan Jarry. I would think there's going to be a team, maybe not at the beginning of the year, but it's going to happen in camp. It's going to happen at some point during the season where a team that's either really good loses a goaltender to injury, or they have a goalie situation that's just not working. Whatever it is, Blomqvist is just waiting.
Right.
He's one of their better talents. It's not that Jarry signed to this extravagant contract. The key for them is he's got to have a good start. He has a good start. Man, I'm looking to move him as quick as I don't care what the Penguins' record is. I'm looking to move him as quickly as I can.
That's the big thing. That's the big thing to me. You move on from him for that reason. You free up money. But again,
you have a prospect. It's like you've got somebody waiting.
My thing with that is, and that's why, you know, I've used it a few times over the last week, the Buddy Ryan line, you know, trade him for a six-pack and it doesn't even have to be cold. Seriously.
Ernest Jackson.
Trade him for a six-pack, it doesn't even have to be cold. Isn't he a 1,000-yard rusher? Yes, he gets 1,000 yards on 1,000 carries. It's another Buddy Ryan about Ernest Jackson. But, you know what I mean? The whole point is, I'm looking to move Tristan Jarry's contract off the books. Now, I don't know if you're going to find someone that's good, but he's a goalie. And I think if the price is low enough, someone might be willing to say, I tell you what, we'll give you a, you know, I don't care what it is. You got a young guy in the back, you know, waiting in the wings, but you free up, what, five and a half, 6 million.
But I think of it like starting pitching. Like, you're always looking for options. You're always looking for more. Right. I don't know if you can have enough goaltending in the NHL. Not that you need to have the high-end goaltending, but you need to have competent goaltending. And what you see now is it's more a split. I mean, you don't see guys running out there for 70-some games. You see more of a two-goalie system with a lot of teams. And, yeah, I think there would be to a team that, again, deals with an injury or just – crazy ineffectiveness. He's a veteran. Has he done it? Can he do it in the playoffs? Nobody knows. The one time he was in it, he was hurt over the last few years. I think he's a better goalie than he showed his first time through. But yeah, I look at him. There's a guy that you could move, that you could get a little something for.
Right.
And you have an option right behind him. Your best prospect is sitting right behind
him. That's why you can move. That's why you can move on from him. You know, and again, obviously trying to get Graves off your books is probably going to be a lot harder.
Well, you're probably going to have to, I think Dan was alluding to this, if you move Graves, you're also going to have to move other assets just to get somebody to pick them up.
Right, right. That's the key. And what would that take? If it's too much, you obviously can't do that. But, you know, what if it's, we'll give you a couple of second round picks. And, I don't know, pick one of your young.
And maybe you have to eat like 50% of the salary.
Or, you know, we'll give you a couple of second round picks and pick, you know, one of our young, you know, third or fourth liners or whatever. And we'll give you one of those guys. And then Graves. And then 2 second round picks for
you give
whatever.
Us some guy that will never play in the NHL.
Yes. Give us some guy who, you know what I mean? And then we've gotten rid of Graves, gotten his numbers off the books. I mean, if you look at what him and Jari are making to get, you know, combined over the next 3 years or 4 years or whatever, it's insane. It's insanity.
Well, the term right. for Graves is horrid.
Exactly.
I mean, 6 years, well, 5 more years. And I guess you could hope that, hey, in year two, that he finds something in his game, that something happens this offseason that makes him a hell of a lot better player, and a reason that you decided to sign him to that contract that he didn't show at all last year. But I, you know, you see some of the other moves that are made, and even, you know, Carolina losing Gensel. I don't see any of these other teams really falling off, and Philadelphia had a run for a while. Like there's some talent there. Jersey's gotten tougher. They've made a number of moves in the offseason, including a new head coach. I don't know if Columbus is ready to challenge, but the rest of the teams in the division, and I don't think Washington, I know Washington has been aggressive. I still look at them as kind of in the same boat as the Penguins with an aging superstar that's just not ready to compete, but the Rangers aren't going to fall off. Right. The Islanders are decent. I mentioned Carolina, and then, you know, Boston is always good in the East. Florida obviously is really good, and Tampa looks like they've just kind of repositioned some of their right. people, but they're going to be good again.
Right. There's just not a lot of room for the Penguins to move upwards, you know, and that's part of the problem.
And I thought towards the end of last year that if they would have gotten in, you know, maybe they would have been able to win a series. But there's a difference when you're talking about a team that has the potential to win a series and a team that can win the Stanley Cup.
Right, right. That's the key in many ways. They're not really close.
They have to have...
The interesting thing is they finished behind Detroit last year.
And Detroit's got...
Right.
And they just signed Tarasenko.
The Devils, the Sabres, and the Flyers and the Red Wings were all right in the same boat with the Penguins. I mean, I just feel like the Penguins are, this is, if they had started legitimately just agreeing or accepting that they were going to rebuild 2 years ago, they'd be in a much better place right now.
Yeah. Well, it started with those long-term deals
right.
to Letang and Malkin.
Absolutely.
That's where you had to make the decision. Do we still think that a tweak here and there gets this team back in the Stanley Cup decision, or do we need to rebuild? And they decided that they could still win with this older group. And so far they've been wrong.
Well, here's the other part of it that nobody wants to acknowledge for some reason. I keep hearing about how, well, they've got high-level stars and they're, you know, they're the kind of guys that are going to push them and propel them to the top and all this other stuff. The last 2 years, they've gotten, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 163 games from Crosby. They've gotten 164 games, I think, from Malkin. They've gotten, you know, they got 82 games this year from Carlson. And they over the 2 years, they got 82 games from Letang this year. And last year he had that injury early, but he still played 59 games. So essentially, they've had their big four. You know, this year they had all four of them in for every game. And then last year they had the big three, and they basically had, you know, they had two of them for every game, and then they had one for, you know, three quarters of the season. My point is, with those guys played well and played for the most part every game, and you still missed the playoffs.
So what you're hoping is that with that Todd Reirden was the problem with the power play, and all of a sudden that power play is going to be top five, and that all these guys are going to stay healthy again, and that one or two of these younger guys are going to make an impact, and you're going to get a Lars Eller to have a big, you know, presence on a third line, and Rickard Rakell is going to have a bounce back, and Brian Rust is going to be consistent all season, and all these things that you're banking on to happen all have to happen.
Well, yeah, and they all have to happen, and all of these guys now for the third year in a row have to stay completely healthy, which at their age doesn't seem very realistic.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, we'll get back into the Pirates. Bucco's 1140 North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Zangrilli. 1235 first pitch. Martin Perez starts for the Buccos against the Cardinals. Final game of the series right here on 93.7 The Fan. In the last decade or so, the Pirates have had a few memorable games on Independence Day. We'll look at those as Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review will join us at the top of the hour to discuss this Bucco team.
All right.
It's Independence Day here on 93.7 The Fan. Listen to the Starkey Show with Paul Zeiss every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. That's always one of that. Is that Joe's? You know, it's not Roethlisberger where it's my favorite time of the week, but he does like the Baseball Card Castle.
Guess, yeah, just, with yeah, he
with,
likes
with to, General Patton.
Yeah, he likes also to guess, try and guess what the card is going to be based on what's happening and during the week. You know what I mean?
Maybe it'll be a Rowdy Tellez card.
Yeah, next week it could be.
Wouldn't that be something?
It could be if he keeps hitting. This week it was, I think it was because it's the, it was like the anniversary of Jackie Robinson. So I think it was a Jackie Robinson card this week.
Well, that has to be worth something.
Yeah, I forget exactly. I think it was a Jackie Robinson card. You know, over the course of the last few weeks, we had a Connor McDavid rookie card.
Right.
We had
sure, Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens. We've had a McCutcheon card, I think, maybe, you know. So, yeah, that's what makes that segment fun, is just sort of trying to guess what it's going to be.
Did you see the movie 42, by the way?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I thought it was well done.
Yeah, very well done. There was another one about... what was the name of the other one that I watched that I thought was really good? It was not specific about Jackie Robinson, but it was a movie about the Negro Leagues in general. What was the name of the movie? I thought it was well done too. You know?
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills.
Yeah. Oh, you done with that?
Yep.
The do you like baseball movies?
I
got into this really. It was a heated argument. That's the only reason I'm asking you. You brought up 42, but obviously 42 is good. And the other one, I'm trying to think of the name of it.
I mean, The Natural was good. I got into Sandlot. Is a good one. I don't know. Bull Durham is a good movie.
It's okay.
I mean, if you're into Bull comedy, Durham. Like when Major League came out, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was good. The second one was okay. The third one was dreadful.
They're just trying to drag that name through a few more dollars.
Did you see the third one? It was dreadful.
I probably did.
Back to the Minors.
I don't even remember it. It was so bad.
It was so bad. But Joe and I get into it, though, about Field of Dreams. He thinks it's great. He loves it. Everyone loves it. I hate it. I think it's so overrated.
I'm more with you.
Yeah,
I don't know if I hate it, but it's like my sister went out to the field.
Right.
And she kind of was like,
okay,
why the hell did I drive to Iowa?
Right.
Exactly. See this? But I mean, the movie was, I don't look at it. Like if I'm doing an all-time top 10 or best sports movies, I don't put that at the top, near the top. I'm with you.
I'll tell you the other movie that drives me crazy. See, that movie drives me crazy for a lot of reasons. And starting with the fact that it's insanely overrated in my mind. The other one that's a baseball movie that drives me crazy is Moneyball. Have you ever seen that?
Funny enough, I have not.
Okay. Well, if you did see the movie, right, it's the story of the 2002 A's and Billy Beane. And, of course, trying to
smartest man on earth.
Right. Trying to make, some sort of a case that, he was changing baseball and doing baseball differently. And so if you watch the movie, you really come to the conclusion that the reason that they were able to win 101 games or whatever it was that year was because he went and got Scott Hattieburg based almost 100% on his on-base percentage. Even though he was shot and done, he couldn't throw anymore, so he couldn't play catcher. He went and signed him, bargain baseman, and made him a first baseman because he on-base percentage. And basically they go on, and on and on and on, like him and, this boy genius played by Jonah, whatever his name is.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. They go on and on about how these two guys, they got this reliever that, he was really pretty good, and Scott Hattieburg and his on-base percentage and everything else. What they fail to ever mention, not even in passing, is if you remember anything about that team, they had three legitimate Cy Young Award candidates and two legitimate MVP candidates. I mean, Hudson, Zito, and Mulder, all three of them were ridiculous that year. So
Tejada won the MVP that year, too.
Yeah, I think Tejada won the MVP. And Chavez, was the other guy? Yeah, Chavez was the other guy.
Yeah,
Eric Chavez. Two guys that hit 34 home runs. And, oh, by the way, Jermaine Dye was on that team as well, and he hit 24 home runs. I mean.
So they're not necessarily dealing with, like, the Pirates 2019 roster and making them a playoff contender or playoff team.
No. They're basically, the movie's somewhat, it's somewhat intriguing a little bit. And of course, they make Art Howe out to be the old crotchety old manager guy who hates everything about analytics. And, the head scout, which did not happen in real life, but the head scout gets into it with Billy Beane and gets fired, that didn't happen in real life. And if you really, really, do a deep dive, you realize that Art Howe wasn't nearly the curmudgeon that he was made out to be. I don't know. That movie just drives me insane, too.
All right, if you had to pick, since we're down this rabbit hole, if you had to pick a sports movie.
Well, I always make the argument that poker is a sport, so rounders.
I'm a big Hoosiers fan.
It's a good one.
The thing I liked about Hoosiers is a lot of the drills they did, like, are actual drills.
Right.
Like, are actual things that you do. Or when you have small teams, you use chairs and things. Like, that part of it, I thought was I thought that movie was well, and it was like, I guess, relatively cheaply made.
Yeah, The Hoosiers is a good movie. Here's the thing. It's not a movie I can watch all the time. You know, it's not a movie if it's on, I got to watch it because it's on. You know, it was a great movie, but it's not. There's a shelf life to how many times you can actually watch it and still appreciate it. You know, like, for instance, I'll give you a great example. Any Given Sunday or Varsity Blues or The Replacements. Anytime those movies are on, I'm going to watch. You know, if I'm flipping through the channels and they're on, I'm going to stop on them and watch them. I think there's a element of silliness to those movies that lend itself to watching them over and over again.
I'm with you a little bit. Like, Roadhouse is one for me.
Yes.
I'm flipping through. Not this new one with, like, the jacked up Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
Like, Patrick Swayze Roadhouse.
Right.
And Leslie, it'll drive Leslie nuts because she'll walk through the room and she'll see. She's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you watching this movie again? Yes. It's like, I can't help it.
It's on.
Ocean's 11.
Yes.
I can get caught in that too, even though I've seen it a few times.
What's the one with Morgan Freeman in prison?
Oh, Shawshank.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, that's that. Absolutely.
The beauty of that one is you can turn it on, fall asleep for 3 hours, and you wake up and you're still like an hour left in the movie. I mean, it's the longest thing. But that's one that I watch. If that's on, I'll watch it every time. Goodfellas is another one I've probably seen.
Yes.
How many times?
The Martian is one that I'll watch.
Yeah, yeah. What?
The Martian. You ever see that with Matt Damon?
No, I've never seen
it. It's like that he gets stuck on Mars and... And Leslie's, I'm sure, listening at home laughing about it.
But I mean,
like,
Goodfellas
if
Goodfellas is on, don't you stop on it every time?
Yes. You know who's a big fan of Goodfellas? Capel.
Oh, really? Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, we had a discussion about that during
his show. I mean, it's kind of a dude's movie, isn't it?
Like, and it's got a little Pittsburgh, you know, the guys in Pittsburgh,
my Pittsburgh connection.
Yes. Yep.
Which, by the way, the Pittsburgh connection was from Sharpsburg. You know, Colin Dunlap, you know, always talks about the Pittsburgh connection, you know. So, because he's from Sharpsburg and his family's from Sharpsburg. But the other part of it is...
I can't hear that song, the one at the end where they're killing everyone. I forget the name of it, but if I hear that song, and I think of all those, like...
Yeah, is it an Eric Clapton song or who?
Something like that. Yeah, somebody will text us, I'm sure, the name of the song. But
the name of the song, but Goodfellas and Roadhouse are two that you always, if Roadhouse is on, how can you not stop on it and watch it, you know?
I mean, it's just.
I tell you the other day I was flipping through the channels and Above the Law. With Steven Seagal. If you're ever getting any of those Steven Seagal movies, if one of those is on, I stop and watch it, you know. There are some movies that... Oh, and then, of course, there's my real addiction. Any of the Fast and Furious movies.
Really?
I
can't...
Here's what happened. So the first one comes out, and, you know, what year was that? Let me just look real quick. Yeah. So the first one comes out, and that is in 2001. So at that point, I was into my, you know, sort of into my single dad state. So, of course, I had to drag my boys to the movies. I had my boys to the movies. So it became a tradition, like, every time the new Fast and the Furious came out over the next, like, 8 to 10 years, me and my boys would go to see the movies.
Right.
Well, they kind of dropped off after about the fifth one. They're like, okay, Dad, these are getting silly. But I stuck with it. So anytime, and those movies are on all the time. Anytime they're on, I will flip through. I'll watch them.
And because it's the 4th of July, I mentioned the one movie that you don't see on very often, and it was long as hell, the Ted Turner Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Is a damn good movie.
It is, but it's so long.
It is long, but it's really good. Like, the actors that played I think Martin Sheen was like Robert E. Lee.
That was a very good movie.
It was a very good movie. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 86, low of 71, 65% chance of rain. So a 35% no rain today. Tomorrow, high of 87, 60% chance with a possibility of some violent storms in the afternoon tomorrow.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Save up to 50% right now at our spectacular 4th of July sale. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online. No hidden fees and no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. We even have outdoor shades for backyard summer get-togethers. Do the measure and install yourself, or let Blinds.com handle it for you. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. Plus, our design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's spectacular 4th of July sale now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everybody, Chuff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.